We're back on Castle Country Focus with Debbie Pappas from Second Chance Wildlife Rehabilitation. We're talking about how some of the birds that she gets in have lead poisoning because of some of the animals that they eat, plus what they have to do to get those animals well and back out there again.
If we can start the treatment and it is a painful treatment, the bird suffers greatly from the poisoning itself, and then the treatment drags on and on and on. But sometimes we can't save them. In fact, in the last case was one of the state veterinarians called me and said, "Did that eagle that you sent the first sample on survive?" And I said, "No, she died after a few days, but we've been chelating her all along," which is the term for the treatment. And he says, when I saw the numbers, he says, I knew she couldn't be saved. He says, I was surprised you had her alive for the days you did, because it was one of the most highest numbers he's ever seen.
And that's too bad. So if people see animals like that, if people see any animal, really, the best thing to do is either call dispatch or the Division of Wildlife, and then they will get in touch with you, correct?
Right, or they can call me. You know, obviously, I will take the time to go out if I can, if we're not in, you know, busy season or whatever, but and evaluate the situation, because, you know, a lot of times things don't need my help. They're acting perfectly normal. It's just the public isn't used to what normal is. So, you know, to see an eagle on the ground is not to be concerned. However, it is if it's right off to the side of the road, that is to be concerned. And so, I have that time. The division does not most of the time. So, you know, a lot of things will have been admitted to me, and it's like, there's nothing wrong here, and we put them right back out. I mean, obviously, if it's something smaller, people were able to catch it. But, you know, if something is huge, you know, an eagle, and you're able to walk up and pick that up, yes, something is wrong.
Something's wrong. Now, at the end of the day, you do this. You are a charitable organization, correct?
Right. There is, it never has been and never will be any pay for the work we do. The reason rehabilitators become trained, get licensed, do what they do, and, you know, the feds require U.S. Fish and Wildlife and such, is because we know that there's this huge, enormous gap that these poor victims fall into, and many, many lives are lost when a rehabilitator is not involved or available. So, you know, and in Utah we have so very few, same with Nevada, there's just very few rehabilitators, but, you know, we're tasked with doing a tremendous amount of work with no financial help from any entity at all. They ask for our help, but they don't help us do the work that they ask us to do.
All right. So if anyone is interested in making a charitable donation to you or anything, how do they go about doing that?
Well, they can contact me directly, or the division can, you know, let them know how to get a hold of me here at Second Chance Wildlife. And then, you know, we're actually in the Carbonville area. Pretty much most people know about us, but it still amazes me when I hear people that say, I had no idea you existed, you know, doing this now for almost 27 years. And we're also, you know, desperately, we have a facility. I mean, you can't rehabilitate and do everything it takes, you know, in a bird cage. That doesn't work. So, we're constantly looking for particularly retired people, guys that, you know, are good at construction, that love things like this and that can help us. You know, our buildings are constantly being in need of repair year after year. We're always needing something, whether it be cash or, you know, gift cards to, you know, a store that sells what we need. Or like I said, even, you know, if people can say, hey, I can give you a couple of days a month of, you know, 2 or 3 hours each time, that would be tremendous. I mean, we really need the help. I mean, it's basically run by myself and my sub-permittee, Connie Waddell, and, you know, we're getting up there in years, and it's getting harder and harder to do this, and the need certainly is not going away. It's actually getting worse.
Okay, so the best way, what's your phone number if they want to get in touch with you also?
435-650-3441.
All right. Debbie, thank you so much for everything that you do. Thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. And if anyone wants any more information on this, you can always head on over to their Facebook page. It is just Second Chance Wildlife Rehabilitation on Facebook. And then give Debbie a call if you've got time to give. That's what they need right now. Debbie, thanks so much. And you have a great day.
You as well, my friend. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.